WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Our picture of cyberspace has been changing rapidly, and with it, the language we use to talk about it. A few years ago, everything was cyber this and cyber that. Now the hot prefix is e, as in e-ticket, e-commerce, e-cash. Our linguist Jeff Nunberg thinks it goes along with the changing view of the technology, as the wide open spaces narrow to a world of niches and portals.
People don't always get new technologies right at first. You can tell from the names they tack on to them. Railroad, for example, which wound up not being much of a road at all. Or radio, which began as a shortened form of radio telegraphy back in the days when everybody thought the medium would be most useful for ship-to-shore communications. I have the sense that cyberspace will have the same quaint connotations a few generations from now. Partly it's that prefix cyber. A few years ago it was all the rage, but now it seems to be yielding to the prefix e, which has spread from email to a host of names like e-commerce, e-cash, e-trade, e-shopping, and so on. The e prefix has a lot going for it. For one thing, it's usually written lowercase, even in proper names. That goes nicely with the current style of corporate nomenclature, where people like to hold their capital letters for the middle of the word. It's a good way of suggesting that your company's cutting edge by showing that you're not trammeled by the orthographic conventions of the old wave. When I squint at a list of new stock offerings, it looks something like the table of contents of a collection of modernist poetry, one where Cummings is given a special pride of place. Mostly, though, the rise of the E prefix signals a change in the way people are thinking about the medium. Cyber invokes the romance of the Internet. You hear a word like cybernaut or cyberspace, you think of the wide open spaces like the west of the open range. Whereas that E prefix came into its own when the land rush began and everybody started staking out a little piece of the territory and branding everything they could get their iron on. E-commerce, e-cash, e-trade, those are the words you hear when you hang out around neighborhoods like South Park in San Francisco, where there are 5,000 20-somethings milling around waving business plans for companies to sell nail polish on the web. It's true that cyber is still being used, particularly when people want to avoid the narrowly commercial implications of E. If you do a search on the web, you'll find words like cyber pet, cyber romance, cyber church, and cyber Uzbekistan. And of course, people still talk about cyber sex. I don't know exactly what e-sex would be, but I have the feeling it would show up on my Visa bill. Still, it's clear that cyber is losing ground to e as the web becomes more commercialized and densely populated. That's the other problem with the term cyberspace. The web may still be a place, but it doesn't feel much like the wide open spaces anymore. Now the talk is all of niches and portals, a word that's become wildly popular in the last year or so. At first, it was used just for the search engines and web indexes like InfoSeek and Yahoo, who were trying to grab a spot as everybody's entry point to the Internet. Now you hear it used for any site that tries to provide links to a particular type of products or services. Firms are angling to become the gift portal, the travel portal, the real estate portal, and so on. In the tempestuous climate of e-business, the new rule seems to be any portal in a storm. It's true that not all the portal companies are happy about the word. For one thing, it suggests that people might log on to them and then go somewhere else, whereas the companies are trying to provide a range of services that make it unnecessary for anybody ever to leave their site. Or if you are bold enough to venture out on the web on your own, they want you to think of their site as a comforting place you can come back to if you get lost or in trouble. In an interview in the Wall Street Journal, the CEO of Lycos suggested that he'd like their site to be thought of as a hub. I have to say I have my doubts about that one, though. Whenever I hear the word hub, I think of spending 2.5 hours hanging around the Denver or Cincinnati airport, thumbing through copies of Savvy and Trailer Life, and reading dumb stuff while you wait around for your connection. Well, that probably isn't a feature that the search sites want to draw their customers' attention to. And actually, portal isn't a bad way of describing what these sites do. For me, the term always conjures up a hotel I stayed in once in Marrakesh, which was surrounded by a crenellated wall that had a great gate in it. Beyond lay the Medina, a medieval labyrinth of twisted passages, crammed with stalls selling goods of undeterminable provenance and with no guarantees. If you bought something, you were pretty sure you'd never be able to find the place again. And just outside the hotel gates stood local guides who, for a modest fee, would help you to navigate that confusion and return you safely at the end of the day. But it was understood you'd be stopping at their brother-in-law's rug shop on the way. It's a trade that's been doing well for the last millennium or two, so it isn't surprising that it's turning out to be the best business model for the next one.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.